really to make the definitive statement, what's at the door? We're not asking a question, we're simply making a statement. What's at the door? As we celebrate with our greeters, we want to thank them for their service. We honor them today. Amen. We appreciate their service. And in speaking of honoring, Alex, God bless you. You honor us today with your presence, and we thank God. Amen. If you'll note, though, our subject says, what's at the door? Please take note. For the essence of our message lies in what's at the door. You will take note that we did not say who's at the door. Not even why are you at the door. For you see, what's at the door is contingent upon, or that is to say, it depends on the response of the person on the inside of the door. Somebody didn't get that. Let me say it again. Amen. What's at the door is contingent upon the response of the person who is on the inside of the door. For you see, the door handle is on the inside. Amen. If one opens the door, one can find love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. You will recognize these, of course, as the fruit of the Spirit. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit produces these character traits. Really, He does it spontaneously. Amen. As we walk with the Lord, we are transitioning into these character traits. And let me just share this with you, my brothers and sisters. The more you walk with the Lord Jesus, the less you will look like yourself. Amen. 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 Now, to the contrary, my dears, Jesus says, Behold, I stand at the door and knock. Now, in the original language, it really implies that there is continuous knocking. He doesn't just come and knock, and because there's no response, he leaves. Amen. Jesus continues to knock. And he says, if any man, and that could be woman, hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and will sup with him and he with me. Uh-huh. Having said that, if there is no response to the knocking and no one hears the voice of the master, then the answer to what's at the door is potential. Amen. There is potential at the door. Amen. Amen. Because he's going to keep on knocking. Amen. He's not going to quit because you don't open the door. He loves you too much to leave you where you are. But on today, as we celebrate the greeters, we praise God for their faithfulness, their spiritual insight, and for their dedication to their tasking. The greeters understand the potential. Amen. They want to open the door to the seeker. But not only to the seeker, they want to open the door to the hurting, to those who are seeking deliverance, the down and out and the whosoever, those who labor and are heavy laden. The greeters are working to provide an environment where Jesus is Lord. Amen. We who are in the body of Christ, we need to say that more often. Jesus is Lord. Amen. Amen. He says, come, come in the door and be refreshed and restored. You see, there is salvation in the house. There is deliverance in the house. Amen. But in the text, Jesus is speaking to the church that is at Laodicea. The church that was at Laodicea, the Bible said, was neither hot nor cold. They felt like they had it made. They had riches. And isn't it amazing that as the Lord blesses you financially, we start thinking that we can make it by ourselves, that we have it because we were so smart, because we knew how to make things happen. Let me tell you something, my brothers and sisters. Without the Lord in your life, amen, it does not matter how much you have. If you do not have Him, you do not have anything that has any meaning. The Laodicean church was complacent. They felt self-satisfied. They said they have need of nothing. And it is sad when we feel like we don't need something. All of us have a need for something. We might not all have the need for the same thing, but all of us need salvation. Talk to me if you will. All of us need a relationship with God through the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen, amen. The Laodiceans were, as I said, self-satisfied, but they did not have the presence of Christ. And I got to tell you, any life that does not have Christ in it is a pointless life. Amen, amen. You are existing, but you're not living the full and abundant life. Jesus said He came that we would have life, and that life more abundantly. Amen, amen. And all it requires is to open the door and let Him in. It is amazing what Jesus will do when He comes in your house. Amen. When Jesus comes in, He starts Operation Cleanup. Now, see, some folk don't understand that, but too often there is stuff that needs to be cleaned up. Amen. He begins with His duster. Amen. He gets the cobwebs, amen, of sin. Because that affects all of us. Amen. But he starts pulling down the cobwebs of sin. Amen. He pulls away that feeling of self-sufficiency. He causes us to know that without Him, there is nothing that we can do. Amen. The Laodiceans were so busy enjoying worldly pleasures that they didn't notice that He was trying to come in. Isn't it amazing that you're having such a good time living it up and turning it on that you don't realize that Jesus is knocking on your door? Amen, amen. Every time that you understand and you get that feeling that there's something happening here, Jesus is knocking on your door. Amen, amen. All we need to do is open the door and let Him in. Now, I got to tell you, my brothers and sisters, Jesus is a gentleman. He's not going to kick the door in. Amen. He's not going to force Himself in. He knocks on the door and He waits for you to admit Him. Amen. Amen. I want us to know today, Jesus is knocking on the door of your heart. The question is, will the pleasures of this world be so dangerous, the money, the material possessions, the security that will make us indifferent to God, when we realize that the stuff we have means nothing when this life is over? Amen, amen. I don't know whether you checked or not, but you're not going to take anything out of here. The only thing that's going to be in that box is you. Amen. To the church at Laodicea, the Lord says, I love you. Amen. He says, I know your works. And He's telling friendship today, I know your works. He's telling our greeters, I know your works. And it's good to be able to say, as Paul said, I kept back nothing. Lord, I gave my best, every opportunity that I had. And you know, the one thing about it, you have to be honest with yourself. Amen. Only you and God really know how much you've done. But isn't it good when you say, Lord, I did my best. And that's all the Lord expects from us. Amen. He says to them that I know that you're neither cold nor hot. I would that you were one or the other. Amen. But he says, so then, because you're lukewarm, you're neither cold nor hot, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. Amen. Amen. Because, listen to what he says to them, because thou sayest, I am rich and increased with goods, I got it going on. 2019, we're saying, I got it going on. Have you seen what I'm driving lately? Amen. You notice that I'm now wearing tailored clothes. I got it going on. But anytime that you got it going on and Christ is not going with you, you're in a dangerous position. Amen. You would you'd be better off, much better off, if you didn't have two dimes to rub together, but you enjoyed the presence of the Lord. For in his presence there is the fullness of joy. Amen. You got folk that say, though, I got it going on and I don't need anything from anybody. Amen. You need a word from the Lord. Amen. You need to know that if he is for you, there is none who can be against you. Listen what Jesus says to those who are self-sufficient, those who feel like they don't need anything from anybody. Listen what he says. He says, you don't know that you're wretched, miserable and poor, blind and naked. Isn't it amazing that you're naked in a hard Schaffner Mark suit? Amen. Amen. It is sad. Amen. You might look good on the outside, but the inside needs some work. He says, I counsel thee to buy of me gold that has been tried in the fire. Have I got a witness? That thou mayest be. You really want to be rich in Jesus. Amen. We've got too many people now that's down in the hotel in Richmond. Amen. Amen. Now somebody say, what is it? You know, it's on Ransom Road. The hotel. Amen. Because they want to be rich quick. Amen. I have a way to get rich, though. It's called WORK. You get a JOB. And God will give you all you NEED. Yeah, yeah. He says, I counsel you. And we need to hear from the Lord. Amen. Can I tell you something, folks? Every time you come to this house, I hope you come with an expectation that you're going to hear from the Lord. That the Lord has a word for you. Amen. And the word today is, he is knocking at your door. For those who have opened up and let him come in, you know you're living a better life. Isn't it amazing when you start reflecting on the goodness of the Lord, what the Lord has done for you? Amen. You don't have to ask anybody else what God has done for them. You start thinking about what he's done for you. Amen. Amen. The old folk used to say, the Lord bought me a mighty long way. And I said, correction, the Lord brought you all the way. Amen. The Lord was with us in our ups and in our downs, but he was with us. Had not been for the Lord who was on our side, when the enemy rose up against us, they would have swallowed us up quick. But listen what Jesus says to the church at Laodicea. He says, I want you to buy of me. Now, he's saying that I'm the one that has a dispensary that gives you what you really need. Amen, amen, amen. You might be going to the Galleria to get jewelry and gold, but he says, buy it of me, and what I give you will never lose its luster. You know, sometimes you buy a ring from somebody, and there's a green thing that gets on your finger, and you wonder, what happened here? Well, that really ain't gold, my brother. But Jesus said, I counsel of thee to buy gold, buy of me gold, because his gold has been tried in the fire. amen, and when you've got what Jesus has, he says that you may be rich. And he says, white raiment, that thou mayest be clothed, and that the shame of thy nakedness do not appear. Have I got a witness? And then he says, and anoint thine eyes with eye salve, that thou mayest see. Amen. Isn't it amazing? You got folk that's walking around with 20/20 and they blind. Amen. They don't realize that it's in him we live, we move, and we have our being. Amen. They are too blind to see that it was the Lord that woke you up this morning. They're too blind to see that he walks with me and he talks with me. And when I'm going, amen, and coming, he's with me. And if God be for me, who can be against me? Amen. There's some folk who can't see that it was the Lord who kept you. Amen. As you drove down 59 and you were in that near miss and you said, boy, was I lucky. And I want you to know luck had nothing to do with it. It was a blessing from the Lord. Amen. He has given his angel charge over thee to keep thee in all thy ways. When the Lord keeps you, amen, the enemy can't get to you. Have I got a witness? Amen. We are kept by the power of Almighty God. But you got to open the door. Amen. It's at the door. Amen. It's there for you. And that's what I want folk to understand. What God has, it's for you. Amen. God says, I want this for you. Listen what he says. I'm going to stand at the door and knock. And if you hear my voice. Now, for some folk, that's a condemnation. Because not only is he knocking, but he's calling out to you. He's calling you by name. He's personally inviting you. Are y'all reading this? You will hear my voice. He's calling you by name. He says, my child, I have something better for you. Come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Well, some folks say, you know, you folk like to put on airs. Now, let me tell you what putting on airs is. When you're going on your way to hell, acting like everything is all right. Now, that's putting on airs. Amen. The one who can't recognize that if you die in your sins, you going to hell. Amen. Have y'all ever thought of that? Amen. Jesus came that you would have life, but he's not going to force it upon you. He wants you to receive it. Part of our problem is we want folk to make us do. Amen. When you become an adult, folk can't make you do anything. And the Lord never attempts to make you do anything. What he wants you to do is do it because you love him. Have I got a witness? But now I want you to take note in verse number 19, because the Lord Jesus says, as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. Amen. The Lord chastens us because he wants the best for us. I was listening at the brothers in the office. They were talking about when they were young, how they used to get whippings. Amen. I know we don't believe in corporal punishment now. That's why we got so much trouble. Amen. Amen. Because I always tell you, if you put something really on that maximus glutamus, it will migrate to the gray matter and it will change their thought process. But we have not as yet learned that our little darling is too wonderful. And so we will let Buster Kern. Amen. He knows how to get your mind right. Amen. But when Jesus chastens you, hallelujah. You know, I got to digress a minute. Diane Sawyer had a program on about cell phones and all that kind of stuff. And it amazed me how young people have cell phones. Amen. And they're working at it. I said, you know, it is absolutely astounding. The technological age has invaded the youth to where they just can't walk, but they've already got a phone. Who are you going to call? Minister Vanessa said they're playing games. Well, yeah, they're playing games. Notice what Jesus said. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. What brought me to all of that was at some point we need to take some of those things away from them.
Amen.
And let them learn some things. I was in Kelly's the other day, my favorite restaurant, simply because they got a lot of food and it's cheap. But the young lady says it's 1946. I said, okay, do you mind if I give you the change? And so I gave her a $20 bill and 46 cents. And she looked at me as if I was from Mars. She did not know what to do with it. So I said to her, put in your machine 2046, since you don't know how to figure it, and the machine will tell you. But she couldn't figure that out. Amen. I said, what school do you attend? She says, I go to Stafford. So, y'all need to work on them. If they gonna graduate and they can't figure out a change for a dollar, all right. Come on, Amos, come on back. Notice what Jesus said, verse 19. Be zealous, therefore. Hurry up to repent. And you know, when you start thinking about how good God is, it is the goodness of God that leads man to repentance. Turn it down a little bit, my brother. When you know how good God has been in your life, amen, you know that He provides a better life for you. Why would you go out after something that has no meaning, no substance? You know, it's kind of like a guy that has a tremendous looking wife and he's there hanging around with Bobo. And you say, what? Another message. Be zealous, therefore, and repent. Again, Jesus reminds them at this point, I'm standing at the door, amen, to ensure there is repentance. Amen. Amen. If you will simply open the door, I'm going to come in. Amen. But the opening of the door is indicative of your admittance. I will come in to him and will sup with him. Now, see, sometimes, my brothers and sisters, we slip by that I will sup with him. Have y'all ever understood what the table that Jesus said? Yeah, y'all know what Jesus said at the table? He has the bread of life. He has the living water. And he has the meat to do the Father's will. And when you sit at his table, amen, amen, when he comes and prepares a meal for you, he says to the Jews, if they eat of my body, amen, we have to be able to receive what God has for us. But listen to what he says. If you will open up and let him come in, he says to him, the one that opens the door, that he will be an overcomer. Can I tell you something, my brothers and sisters? We are designed to be overcomers. Amen. If Satan is kicking you in the head, you're not living where God wants you to be. Go ahead, Pastor. Amen. When you're allowing him, you're not calling in all that God has ordained for you. You have not learned to speak to your problems and tell them, Satan, get behind me. You have not been able to master, I am the head and not the tail. Amen. I am the blessed and not the cursed. I don't care what folks say about me. I know who I am in the Lord. I will confess, amen, I'm blessed and I'm walking in divine health. So he says, to him that overcometh will I grant to sit with me in my throne. Amen. I want you to know those who are now in him, we are seated with him in heavenly places. Amen. You are enjoying the goodness of the Lord. Amen. Somebody don't know that you're enjoying the goodness of the Lord, but you are. Can you prove it, Reverend? Yes, I can. You woke up this morning. Amen. You said the alarm clock woke you, but truly, it was the Lord that woke you up. It is the Lord that keeps you day by day as you move from here to there. It is the hand of God that keeps you. Amen. Somebody hadn't woke up to the fact that God is a keeper. That's why Paul said he's able to keep that has been committed unto him against that day. Amen. I hope that you're committing your children to him. Hold them up before the Lord and say, Lord, they are in your hands. And if they're in God's hands, everything is all right. Amen. I might not be able to be with them everywhere, but the last time I checked, he's omnipresent. He's always with them. Amen. Every time they attempt to do something, amen, they get that feeling that somebody's watching. Amen. And God is watching them. Amen. He's watching them to watch over them. I wish somebody was getting this. He said, I will grant to sit with me in my throne. But when he talks about overcoming, even as I also overcame. Now, that's where I was headed, to the overcame. Amen. Because we need to know what he overcame. Amen. What did he overcome? I certainly am glad you asked. And I'm always willing to share with you what he overcame. The Bible tells me that he was sitting in heaven at the right hand of authority. And he said to his father, sacrifices you don't want, but give me a body and I'll go down and I'll redeem man from his sin. You see, none of us really understand, amen, the audacity of the one who loves us this much. We were walking in sin and walking away from God, but God said, I love them too much to leave them there. But you see, what some folk don't realize, that God had already made this plan back at Genesis 3:15. Amen. God had a plan working. Amen. But the son was born of a virgin. Now, you gotta understand that the seed, it was called the seed of a woman. Mm-hmm. Man, amen, has a seed, but through that seed is the sin nature. But our Lord and Savior was born without a sin nature. And because he was born without a sin nature, he was able to go to the cross for your sins and my sins. And the Bible said he went about doing good. Amen. Open up deaf ears and amen. And open up blinded eyes and cut away stammering tongues. And amen. Brother Peter said he went about doing good. Amen. But the best thing he did was it was on a Friday. Amen. He put a cross on his shoulder, went up a hill called Golgotha. The Bible said they nailed his hands and riveted his feet. They stretched him wide and they dropped him low. He died. He died for our sins. But let me tell you something, my brothers. He didn't stay dead, because early Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. And it's the same resurrected Christ. He's telling the Laodicean church, I'm standing at the door and knocking. Now, if you just open up, I'll come in. Yes, sir. They see, you need to understand what he overcame. Amen. He took their sins that they might have his righteousness. And it is the righteousness of God that puts us in a right relationship with him. Have I got a witness? Amen. It is if we never sin, all that I've done is now cast into his sea of forgetfulness. Amen. He'll never rise to haunt me anymore. Amen. Jesus is not like we are. He keep reminding us of what we did. But God said, my mind is not retaining what I have forgiven. It is as if you never sinned. You are in a right relationship with me. And because I am in a right relationship with him, he walks with me and he talks with me and tells me I am his own. My question to you is, do you know him? Have you tried him? When he knocked on your door, Did you open up and let him come in? I'm glad today that he's still knocking on doors. And if you'll open up, he will come in. He will sup with you. He will be everything you need. Ah, yes, God is a good God, worthy to be praised. But can I tell you just one more thing? The Bible said not only did he die for our sins, got up for our justification, but the Bible said he tabernacled here 40 days and then stepped on a cloud and went on back to glory. But I want you to know today that this same Jesus, the same Jesus you see going away, he's coming back. And when he comes back, he's coming back after a church without a spot or blemish. You see, we believe in prayer with the Lord, but I stop by to tell you need to get right and then stay right, because we don't know when he's coming back. One of these old days, he's gonna get up off the mercy seat. He's gonna say, time that has been won't be anymore, and time will roll up and explode into eternity. And all of us, thank you, Holy Ghost. Paul put it this way, that there'll be some that's still here, but they're walking around, but they're gonna be changed in a moment of a twinkling of an eye. But already the dead in Christ, they're already getting up in that great getting up moment. My question to you is, are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready to meet the Lord? Sure as you live, he's coming back. Thank you, Holy Ghost. He's going to receive us unto himself, that where he is, there we may be also. I don't know whether you understand this or not, but in this life, you have trials and tribulations. One of the points I like to make. Can I go ahead and make it? One of the points I like to make, Brother Spurlock, in my neighborhood, we're not in a homeowners association, so folk do what they want to do, but they can bring junk cars. Lord have mercy, but they can have them sitting up. Lord have mercy, but they can have trash stacked all around, waiting for the heavy trash pickup. But they put it out 2 weeks ahead of time. But when we get to heaven, there'll be no junk cars, no junk car mentality. There'll be no trash mentality. Everybody, Lord have mercy, will love the Lord just like you love the Lord. I say to my neighbors, if you really loved our community, you'd put out your heavy trash on heavy trash pickup day. If you really love your neighborhood, you'd get rid of the junk cars. But you really only concerned about yourself. But when we get to heaven, every day it's gonna be hidey hidey. No more junk cars, no more trees laying all around. It's gonna be a good day. Have I got a witness? It's gonna be a good day. Let me quit. We shall extend the privilege to the church. Today is the day of salvation. Now is the accepted time. May we all stand. If there's one here today,